Erin Patterson, the Aussie woman who was accused of killing three people via a beef Wellington, has pleaded not guilty. We have everything you need to know from Australia. For that and everything else worth talking about, find and follow Newsable wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Wright and welcome to The Long Read from Stuff. This week's story is from the Press Newsroom and is called Cancer Care's Postcode Lottery. It's written by reporter Christy Boland, who joins me now. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Mike.
So, postcode lottery, most people have probably heard that phrase in some form, but just in case, tell us what it is, what we're talking about here.
So in health terms, we're referring to people who have better access to care depending on where they live. So for instance, someone living in Southland or the West Coast might not have as good of access to care as, say, someone living in Auckland.
So like specialists live in big centres. If you don't live in a big centre, it's harder to get an appointment, say, with an oncologist?
Yeah, exactly. And so that can even be some people have better access even to their GP, depending on where they live. People also tend to maybe hold off going to see their GP or a doctor because that can involve travel, that can involve paying for accommodation and that sort of thing. Yeah.
And this was part of a series called The C Word. No points for guessing what C stands for, but tell us about the series wider. What was the point of it? What did you cover?
So we were talking about how cancer diagnosis is expected to double in New Zealand over the next 20 years. Health reporter in Wellington, Rachel Thomas, came up with the idea of doing a month-long series looking at all the issues that New Zealand, well, the world's facing, but kind of how New Zealand's responding to those issues.
So this series is a few weeks old. You did it back in March, I think. So anything changed in that short time? I mean, postcode lotteries have been around for a while.
Yeah, so actually since then, the government announced a few weeks ago that they have given an $18 million boost to the National Travel Assistance Scheme. So that's where patients that have to travel for care can access money for travel. So they went from 28 cents per kilometre to 34 cents per kilometre, and also people that obviously need to stay in different places. So their accommodation allowance went from 100 to 140, which was well overdue.
It already sounds like too much admin for someone if you were sick. Like, great, but you have to claim back your kilometres and diesel miles and accommodation and stuff.
And that was an extra complaint, that it was quite a hard process for people to access.
All right, let's get into it. Here is Christy's story, Cancer Care's Postcode Lottery.
Gisborne's Teresa Zame mostly sees her oncologist on Zoom. Zame has had cancer four times. The fourth diagnosis is terminal. In her mid-30s, Zame was diagnosed with bowel cancer. Not long after that, her cervical cancer was caught in the early stages. Then, in 2019, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, which led to a mastectomy and double reconstruction. Now at 52, she has stage 4 lung cancer. In 2022, Zame, who lives in Tairawhiti, Gisborne, was misdiagnosed with pneumonitis, inflammation of the lungs from long COVID. She says, "The radiologist here didn't think I needed a CT scan, even though I was on my fourth lot of cancer." She is still angry and feels like she was not taken seriously. She believes if she had been diagnosed earlier, she would not be terminal. There is no oncologist on site in Gisborne. There's an oncologist nurse who does a stellar job, but appointments with the oncologist for Zame are only via Zoom. "He's fantastic," she says, "and others come here monthly, but there's not a very big team here. Some here, including my sister who had breast cancer, don't see an oncologist at all. They see the nurse oncologist." But it is very difficult when you don't actually have anyone here as such. When you're living in out-of-the-way areas, everything's so restricted. It's hard for people. Things do get missed, especially in the provincial areas. It's really difficult for the staff here in Tairawhiti. They work so hard, but having just one oncologist nurse, there's a huge amount of pressure. Zame has passed her prognosis of 9 months and her health has significantly improved. thanks to an unfunded medication she imports from Bangladesh via a humanitarian business. The drug is on the list of the National Party's promised 13 new cancer treatments, a list that now may change. The cancer metastasis on her bones and liver has cleared. The tumour in her left lung has shrunk, and the cancer as a whole has thinned. Zaim has a husband and two children. It's been pretty intense for them considering her list of diagnoses. We try and stay positive and keep life as normal as possible, she says. Jack Dwyer, 52, from Pātia in South Taranaki, is on her fourth hematologist in 4 years. In early 2020, 48 then, Dwyer went to a GP with a persistent sore back. Over 6 months, she returned several times to be told it was not anything serious. The pain became unbearable and she went to ED, where she was admitted to hospital and a few days later diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a blood cancer that affects bone marrow. I wasn't getting the help I needed, she says. People say, don't go to ED, but if you're nearly dying, you kind of have to. And I was lucky. It worked for me. Dwyer is among the 37.4% of myeloma patients who find out about their cancer as a result of an ED diagnosis, according to new research from Te Aho o Te Kahu, the Cancer Control Agency. Her treatment began as the country went into the COVID-19 lockdown and she travelled back and forth to Palmerston North for treatment. Over the past 4 years, hematologists she was seeing came and went. She worries that without the same continuation of care, for her and others, something will be missed. Her cancer is not curable, but treatable. In remission now, she is on a maintenance drug to keep it at bay. A postcode lottery means some people are more likely to survive cancer than others. It means people in the likes of Invercargill or Rotorua are given less access to healthcare than those in Auckland or Christchurch. But cancer treatment is unequally distributed in lots of different ways. It's not just geographical. The disparities of cancer outcomes for people around New Zealand are due to the interaction of many factors: where you live, what ethnicity you are, your socioeconomic status. Those things can predict your outcome for cancer, Professor Phil Bagshaw says. There are many barriers to accessing cancer treatment. Access to a GP, access to specialised treatment, financial barriers such as the National Travel Scheme, which hasn't been updated in 19 years, and unfunded modern medicines. Combined, it all has a detrimental effect on cancer survival in New Zealand. Bagshaw says, from the cradle to the grave, it's about how we treat people, and it's about our attitudes to whether health is a cost or an investment. The factors all relate to the fact that New Zealand has not been investing in health and education as it should, Bagshaw says. Now we're reaping the rewards. Bagshaw says there's been no real evidence of much improvement to the postcode lottery with the shift to Health NZ Te Whatu Ora. Any solution to ending the postcode lottery requires all these factors to be addressed in order to improve our cancer statistics. He says, we have to overcome physical isolation. We have to overcome these predeterminants of health. It's really all about the disparities between the haves and the have-nots. In a scathing report by Bagshaw on colonoscopy services in 2019, Otago and Southland were found to have the highest rates of bowel cancer in the country, yet one of the lowest rates of colonoscopy procedures. He described the situation at the time as a perfect storm for colorectal cancer. A victim of that perfect storm was Blair Vining, who became the face of New Zealand's postcode lottery care. Melissa Vining has fought tirelessly since for better cancer care for Kiwis. Cancer patients in Southland and Otago are still waiting too long for treatment. 10 months after a highly critical report by the Health and Disability Commissioner found wait times at Southern District Health Board, now Te Whatu Ora Southern, were so bad that some cancer patients were likely to die before seeing a specialist. In a follow-up report released last month, doctors said the situation in some departments had worsened. When Vining read that follow-up report, She felt the same as she has over the past 5 years. Heartbroken. She says it's no reflection on the doctors and any of those centres. They're all working as hard as they can, but there's just such a disparity of care. Some people die and some people live, depending on where they live. She remains hopeful changes will come and supports a centralised system to ensure quality of care. But basically, they've spent a whole lot of money creating Te Whatu Ora, Vining says. It's a national disgrace. Patients are still unable to access timely healthcare, and I'm speaking to the doctors and they're still really concerned about the access to care due to workforce shortages. Nearly 20% of the New Zealand population lives rurally. The country's small and geographically dispersed population makes providing healthcare close to where people live an ongoing national challenge. Nearly all cancer surgery and radiation therapy in New Zealand is delivered in only 6 regional cancer centres: Auckland, Hamilton, Palmerston North, Wellington, Christchurch, and Dunedin. But not all of these locations provide all aspects of required care. People have to travel for care. Last year, the Cancer Society in Christchurch was having trouble finding accommodation for patients who had to travel. Chief Executive for the Cancer Society Canterbury West Coast in Otago, Nicola Coombe, says that has continued, with a sharp increase from families from Southland and Otago. The outdated National Travel Assistance Scheme is absolutely a barrier to accessing cancer treatment. One of the crucial areas being overlooked is primary care, Coombe says. We're hearing across the South Island that people are having difficulties getting in to see their GP, which is delaying specialist referrals, and I suspect this is going to become a greater challenge. People are having to travel outside of where they live to see a GP. She says for many, this is too hard, so they delay seeing someone. Delayed diagnoses make cancer treatment more difficult and less successful.
Today on Newsable, we go inside the courtroom where Erin Patterson pleaded not guilty to murder charges related to that infamous Beef Wellington lunch. Plus, why it's a good time to be a first home buyer, and the diss battle between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. For everything that's worth talking about, find and follow Newsable wherever you get your podcasts.
A centralised public health system should mean the same treatment and outcomes for everyone. But one group is consistently getting worse care than everyone else, health leaders say. Studies show Māori are more likely to die and have poorer access to treatment, information and diagnosis. Centralisation can make accessing treatment even more difficult for people who are more likely to live rurally and in deprivation, such as Māori. Associate Professor at the University of Otago in Wellington, Jason Gurney, Ngāpuhi, says. Compared with non-Māori patients, Māori are more likely to live rurally, live in high deprivation areas, be treated in smaller health facilities, and access treatment in public facilities over private facilities. Māori are disproportionately impacted by the challenge of providing healthcare to rural areas, as they're more likely to live in rural areas, according to research published in the Support Care and Cancer Journal. We found that Māori tend to need to travel further, with longer travel times, to access both surgery and radiation therapy than Europeans, Gurney, who co-authored the paper, says. When you centralise treatment, you can make it harder for Māori to access it, which is compounded by strong disparities in deprivation experienced by Māori. Every step along the way, Māori face barriers to cancer care, Associate Professor Ben Gray, a general practice lecturer at the University of Otago, says. The norm is that what we see as being ideal care is not available to a large proportion of the country. Fixing the postcode lottery would require a major redistribution of funding, Gray says. The only way we're going to get rid of it is by reducing services for those who are currently overserviced. It's either going to need a whole lot more money put in, or we need to redistribute the money that's currently there in a different way. Gray argues the lottery of care is entrenched, but often overlooked for patients who need an English interpreter. If you can't speak English, nothing else happens, he says. He has long called for a nationally funded, comprehensive interpreter service. And in 2019, wrote in the New Zealand Medical Journal, this would be a fitting memorial for March 15 terror attack victim Abdul Fattah Qasim, who was a well-known interpreter for Middle Eastern migrants. In answer to the growing unmet need, charity hospitals have been popping up around the country to fill some of the gaps. The growing frustration at the lack of progress with these problems led to the formation of the Canterbury Charity Hospital Trust in 2004. It was followed by the opening of the Auckland Charity Hospital in 2009. A third is coming for Invercargill, while others are being considered or planned elsewhere, including Wellington. Melissa Vining is a founder of the Southland Charity Hospital Trust and says they are hopeful it will open this month. The build is now complete and the final commissioning of the equipment is underway. It's just going to be incredible for the people of Invercargill and Southland, Vining says. But still, people like Zaim are waiting too long for a diagnosis. Zaim says prevention is better than a cure, and our health system is failing people. We have an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff attitude to health. She says, my GP said to me, now that we've found this and we've got a diagnosis, things will move faster. I was a little bit grumpy and I said to her, they usually do when you're fucked. New Zealand has really got to do better.
That was Cancer Care's Postcode Lottery on the Long Read from Stuff, written by Christy Boland, read and produced by Jen Black. This episode was edited by Connor Scott. If you listen via our website, you can hear this story and more like it on the Long Read podcast, available on all the usual platforms. If you follow the podcast, you'll get the latest episode automatically. This story was made possible by subscribers to The Press. If you want to support more beautifully told New Zealand stories, go to thepress.co.nz. Thanks for listening.
If you liked listening to this pod, help us make more like this. Visit stuff.co.nz/support.